We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Yotesim at Aleph, the top of the page, second line, Tan Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara with a brisa that deals with the Isser of Tfilas Kelim on Yom Tif, of immersing Kelim into a mikvah on Yom Tif. Tan Rabbanan. The rabbis taught, Kli Shenitma Me'erev Yom Tif. If a person has a Kli, utensil, that became Tameh before Yom Tif, Ein Matbilin Oso Ben Hashmashos. He may not immerse it in a mikvah during the period of Bein Hashmashos, says Rashi, Bipneshu Safik Laila, because after all, Bein Hashmashos, the twilight period, is a Safik Yom Safik Laila. Maybe it's still day, Erev Yom Tif, but maybe it's already Yom Tif. And therefore, V'nimtza Matbil Yom Tif, it turns out that he would perhaps have violated the Yisr of Tfilas Kelim on Yom Tif. And so therefore, Bein Hashmashos, he cannot be Tovel the Kelim. Continues the Braiser, Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer, after Cholein Matbilin also. Reb Shimon Shazuri says, even on a weekday, nothing to do with Yom Tif, a person should not do Tfilas Kelim during the period of Bein Hashmashos. Why? Because literally it requires nightfall after the Tfilah in order to become totally Tohar. Since, as we'd previously seen, when a person is Tovel, a Tameh Keli, it does not become Tohar until after Hav Shemesh, until after the conclusion of that day. We're concerned over here that maybe he was Tovel the Kelim, it was already night, it was already the next day. In which case, even though he's been Tovel this Kelim, he still has to wait another entire day in order for the Kelim to become Tahar. And so therefore we are concerned that if a person does Tfilas Kelim during the period of Bein Hashmashos, he may come to use it prematurely. He'll use it before the next Harav Shemesh, which is required. And so therefore, says Reb Shimon Shazuri, you can never do Tfilas Kelim Bein Hashmashos, it's nothing to do with Yom Tif. Continues the Gemara of the Tanakhama Lobay Harav Shemesh. So why is it that the Tanakhama is not Machmir like Reb Shimon Shazuri? Is it that the Tanakhama does not require Harav Shemesh? We know that that's not so. The Tanakhama also does. So why should it be that the Tanakhama does not hold of the same Chumra of Reb Shimon Shazuri that a person should not be Tovel Kelim Bein Hashmashos? So continues the Gemara Amar Rava, Asher Chasin L'Rabbanan De Beirav Di Asvi V'Ka Amri, B'machshavto Nikeres B'toch Ma'is of Kemifli. Rava says, I was once, I saw the yeshiva students, they were sitting around and discussing this braisa, and they suggested that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is regarding the question of B'machshavto Nikeres B'toch Ma'is of, whether a person's intention can be derived by observing his actions. Behechidami, what are the particular cases over here in which we can understand this? Kugon de nakit manav yadei. The case is a person is running and he has a keli in his hand. V'raid va'ozu ben hashmashos lat bule. And you see that he's running to the mikvah ben hashmashos time in order to be tovah the keli. So mar savar. So one, in this case, the Tanakhama is of the opinion that haidaka raid va'ozu, the reason why he's running is made the yadei de bayar of shemesh, because he knows that the Keli is only going to be usable today if I get to the mikvah before the end of the day. And so therefore, since he knows this, he's running. But when he gets there and he realizes, oh, it's too late, and he's only able to be tovel the Keli during the period of Bein Hashmashos, so then he's clearly not going to use it until the next day. That's why he was running in the first place, because he knows the din. Umar Sava, however, Reb Shimon Shazuri says, no, Machlas Malachto Hudakaroyit. You can't be sure that the reason why he was running is because he knows this din, and he was trying to make sure to be Tovah the Keli before Bein Hashmashos. Maybe the reason he was running is because he was busy, had a lot of work to do, and you can't necessarily assume that because he was running, that he knows the din. And so therefore, Rava says that he saw that the Talmidei Yeshiva, when they were discussing this brisa, they said the machlokas between Tanakhama and Shimon Shazuri is not a question as whether or not you require Harav Shemesh. Everybody agrees Harav Shemesh. But the case over here is where he was running. And the question is, whether we say b'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav, can you determine what his machshava was by observing his actions? So continues Rabin and says, v'amino luhu anoha, what I said to them, b'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav dekuli yamalu pligi. If you ask me, I think and I said to them, that when it comes to the question of whether or not you can determine what he's thinking by observing his actions, everybody agrees that the din is that you can do so. And so therefore, if in fact we see him running to the mikvah, so then we can assume that the reason he's running is because he knows the din, that if I do not get to the mikvah before the end of the day, so I'm going to have to wait until the next day to achieve Harav Shemesh. So in that case, Even Rav Shimon Shazuri will agree that there's no problem whatsoever if he's running, and you could be somech on the fact that he's running to assume that he knows the din. So then, regarding what are they arguing? So says Rav, ki pligi ki gon de itmi b'pachos mechadasha, that the machlokas between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Shazuri is in a case where a person has a keli, and that keli comes in contact with tuma from a sheretz, which is less than the shear of an adasha, literally less than the shear of a lentil. And the din is that if it's less than that shear, it's not tummy. So also the kamel rabbanon l'shayule. So he came to the chachamim and he asked them, "What's the din?" Here's what's the shayla. So b'pachos mechadasha itmi alo. If you have a keli that comes in contact with a sheretz, which is less than a adasha, less than a lentil, does it become tummy or not? So mar savar. So Rav Shimon Shazuri holds midaholo gamir harishemesh nami lo gamir. Since he doesn't know the halach over here, namely that a sheretz must be at least the size of an adasha in order to be metamia keli. So therefore, Harav Shemesh Nami Lugamer, we assume that he also doesn't know the din, that just because he was tovah the keli doesn't make it tahor. You have to still wait until Harav Shemesh. So therefore, we can observe by his lack of knowledge in one area of the laws of Tumah V'Tahara that mistama he doesn't know this other din as well. Ma'arsev HaRev, Tanakhama says, no. Hahu delo gomer. We say that no, it's only when it comes to this law about a sheretz, that's where we say he does another din. But Arav Shemesh gomer, however, when it comes to the question as to whether or not a keli becomes tar immediately upon immersion, or you have to wait until after immersion, or you have to wait until Arav Shemesh, so that he knows. We can't assume that just because he does another din, the gabi one thing, he also is unlearned regarding the other halach. So Rashi over here explains the difference. After all, what's the logic to say that he should know one halacha and not the other? So Rashi, in the first wide line, Hahu delo gamir, says Rashi, delo ksid behedya v'chadosha, because this din, that a sheretz is only metame if it's a shir of adosha, that's not written explicitly in the Torah. Aval harav shemesh, the behedya ksiv, however, when it comes to something which is an explicit din in the Torah, so migmar gamir, so then we say what? Then he knows this din. And so therefore, says Rashi, explaining Rav's opinion, that there's a basis to say that a person is learned when it comes to dinim that are explicit in the Torah, but he doesn't know all the Torah Shabbat Peh. And so therefore, that's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Shazuri regarding Tfilas Kalim, Ben Ashmashos, during the week. The Gemara now continues and comments on the last line in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Matbilin megav legav," that we can go ahead and be tovel kalim from one purpose to another. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a brisa, "Ketzad megav legav." So says the brisa, "Harotza lasos gito agabi kado vekado agabi gito." If a person goes ahead and takes a keli and he goes ahead and immerses it for one purpose, such as using it literally for his wine press, and then he decides he wants to use it for something else. He wants to use it for his oil, or avocado. He decides he wants to use it for his oil, for his olive press, and then agabegito. But then he changes his mind and he wants to go ahead and use it for his wine press. In these cases, osa, he can do so without having to be tovah the kalim a second time. In other words, the fact that he was tovah the kalim doesn't matter whether or not he did it one for a particular purpose. Now, our Mishnah comes to teach that, let's say this person wants to be machmir, and he wants to go ahead and be tovah the kalim again. It's not required, but he wants to do so anyway. So this is a tefillah which is permissible on yomtiv. Normally, a person can't be tovah kalim on yomtiv. Why? Because it's considered to be a tikkun. Because you're taking something which has no function, al pi halacha, no sanction function, and now you're going to go ahead and render it permissible. So that act is something which is prohibited on yomtiv. However, here, even without the second tefillah, it was permissible, because he already told it beforehand. So if he wants to go ahead and do the second tefillah on yomtiv, that is something which is permissible. And continues the brisa, what does it mean, ketzad mechabur lechabura? What does it mean when it says that a person can go ahead and be tovel from one group to another? Hayocha bechabura zu, if a person was planning on eating a korban pesach together with one group, and then he changes his mind and decides he wants to go ahead and eat with another chabura, harishus biyado, he is permitted to do so, and he does not have to go ahead and be tovel himself for his kalim a second time. However, here again, the Mishnah is teaching that if he wants to do so, namely, if he wants to be machmir upon himself and be tovel in the mikvah a second time, and to be tovel's kalim in the mikvah a second time, so he can do so on yomtiv. Again, for the same reason, because this second tefillah does not constitute a tikkun mana. He didn't go ahead and fix anything. He didn't render anything that was otherwise functionless. What he did was something which is a chumrah, but really it had no outcome. And so therefore, such an action, such a chumrah, is permissible on Yom Tov.